Celtics Tonight, presented by Star Market, continues on opening night from the Garden. Our conversation with the head coach is brought to you by Star Market's new just-for-you digital app. Earn rewards and save on groceries and gas. Download the Star Market mobile app or visit starmarket.com. I realize we've done this now for 5 years, 460, 470 times, but now that it's here, any regret that we did not do it at least one dry run in the preseason? Are we getting complacent that we can just jump right in and do this?
Well, I think that we would have had trouble finding good stuff to talk about in the preseason with the way that we were playing. We would have had a lot to talk about, but maybe not all that fun stuff to talk about. So it's good to pick it up right now, and hopefully we can play a little bit better.
That's a great place to start. What was the value of the preseason? It was strangely constructed. Would it be fair to say that your assessment of it was better or at least different from what people got to see in the actual games?
Well, the value of it is that we showed all the ways that we can be bad, and so it was good to work on the next 9 days what we needed to work on. And, hey, we've got a lot of room to improve. Regardless of what happens tonight, how we play, we've got to get a lot better to get to where we ultimately want to go. You know, the competition in this league is tremendous. We open up with one of the best teams in the league tonight, and so we've got our hands full.
You made a comment yesterday, and this is your quote: some of our better players really, really took it to a different level in reference to those last few days of training camp. What did that mean?
It means they started to look like themselves within the context of what we're all trying to accomplish. And, you know, we've all had our moments, we've all had individual plays, but to be able to do it in an organized team functioning setting is what we need to get to. And you know, these guys played a little bit together last year, but very little with some of these lineups. And then other guys played an incredible role. And the reason why our external expectations are what they are, mostly because of the young guys that all stepped up in the playoffs and getting those guys in Tice, Gordon, and Kyrie back. But at the end of the day, you know, that reintegration process requires a lot of, you know, a lot of commitment from everybody.
In some ways, and, you know, oversimplification like a lot of this is, but when you look at the Sixers with a dominant player like Embiid and multiple shooting options, are they almost the perfect team to start against? Because it seems a lot of NBA success in the year 2018 is picking your poison correctly.
I liked it a lot better when I got to schedule my own first game and it was a Division III opponent from right down the road.
They should let you do that once.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so I guess you can say that it's a great first opponent to play because you have a lot of information, and that would be the growth mindset way of looking at it. So sure, let's say that.
Well played.
Yeah.
The irony is they've got a significant change as well, and that Markel Fultz, who didn't play in the playoff series in just 14 games overall, he gets the start. We'll see how many minutes he plays and if Redick ends up starting the second half. But he's a very different player from J.J. Redick. Thus, it is a team that which you were very familiar with. On the other hand, they kind of have a different look.
They do, but I don't know how different it'll be when it's all said and done. I think ultimately he'll play, and you know, they've talked about starting differently in the second half, which, you know, I think I'm seeing a trend that might start across the league in a number of places like that. I think ultimately he's going to add great value, Fultz, in that he's a great athlete. He can get to the rim. He can play off pick and roll. He's tremendous in transition. He's a great cutter. Like, he'll be able to fit in with what they're doing regardless of who they're playing with. And then being able to bring Redick off the bench, I think, is a good thing because he can come in and just change the pace of a game with how he cuts and how he plays. And it's just five less minutes where he's expending that energy at the start of the game. So I think, you know, they've got a number of options there. And, you know, regardless to who's playing, they got a heck of a player in that spot.
That's the head coach. You mentioned external expectations. How much of this year, this regular season that begins tonight, when all is said and done, is going to be about not skipping steps to get to where you want to go?
It's the whole thing. I think that's every year, but it's even more so when everybody just wants to talk about last May or next May. Like, at the end of the day, we got a long season ahead of us. We're going to find out a lot about ourselves every single time we take the floor. There's going to be ups. There's going to be downs. You know, great teams in this league lose 20 games. You know, really, really good teams in this league lose 30 games. You know, there's a long way to go, and we just have to stay in the moment and get better, because at the end of the day, what we all want is far down the road, but we have no chance of getting there if we don't take advantage of today.
We didn't need to do this in the preseason, did we? Just jump right in.
Well, I mean, you were on your A game. I don't know about me. I'm not gonna do a self-assessment here.
Well, what I mean,
is that not accountable?
Was this an award-winning segment for you to begin with? I mean, what exactly? How high was the bar you've set the last few years to begin with?
I felt like that was a shot at me, not at us.
Then we have successfully, then we have christened a brand new season.
And now we know why accountability is so hard with teamwork.
Celtics and Sixers opening night next on the 98.5 The Sports Hub Celtics Radio Network.